At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. Day two of mandatory minicamp wrapping up there at NRG Park. And with that being the case, the man of the week has been Nick Chubb, right? We were all looking to see if he would indeed get signed, what the physical would look like on Monday, day two. All right, what's it look like? And now we reach day two of minicamp, but day three of the week. And we have an opportunity to hear from the newest Texan, Nick Chubb. And before we get to the actual audio itself, there's a couple of things I want to do. First and foremost, I turn to our resident Ohio correspondent. His name is Figgy Fig.
I don't know about that, man. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Anything Ohio, we will turn to our Ohio correspondent.
I abandoned that state, man. And yet, fairly.
Yet and still, you are Ohio correspondent. Yeah. Nick Chubb, historically, has been what kind of talker?
Short. Very short. Very quick. Don't want to waste any time. He get right to the point, man.
Compare him to Derek Stingley.
I say, to me, I felt like he a little more polished when he talks. Okay. Because Derek Stingley, you could tell he just kind of, you know, he a little more loose. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he's very just quick to the point, man.
All right, so that is the history that we're working
on. A little boring, too. A little boring.
Well, that's the history.
We'll be the judge of that.
And that's what I want to do here. I want to be the judge of what are we getting, not just in Nick Chubb as a football player, but what are we getting as a media player? Because, I mean, of course, like we mentioned, Neil Hunter, mm-hmm. Derek Stingley, they could be on the quieter side. Mm-hmm. They could be on the shorter side. However, we got a lot of really good answer givers on this team. Mm-hmm. And Nick Chubb, especially if depending on what his role is, he might be in a circumstance where he has more opportunities to do this. What are we expecting or what are we looking to get out of Nick Chubb as a media answerer? So right before we hit play here, you know, we're going to get Nick Chubb talking. What do you think is the longest answer that he gives?
Did you get it?
So you had
this is all three of them?
Or? Yes, I did them all separate.
Yeah. Okay. So we got Chubb, we got Stingley, and we.
All right. But when it comes to Nick Chubb, mm-hmm. what do you think the longest answer is for Nick Chubb?
I set the over at 34.5 seconds.
Yeah.
I think I'll take the over.
You're gonna take the over?
Question mark.
I mean, I want to take the over because you took it. I'm gonna go easy. I'm gonna go under here.
All right.
I'm gonna put it around. I'm going to say that his longest answer is like 25 seconds.
Yeah. Originally, I took the over, which I kind of screwed up on because his longest answer was 22 seconds.
22? Okay. Very good. All right.
And I'm like, nah, man, I'm trying to get too cute. So, I thought he might have had a little longer answer since he in the new place and all that.
That's right. All right. So with all that being said, knowing that you're not going to waste a lot of time here, here is the newest Houston Texan, Nick Chubb, talking after practice today.
Primary factors coming to Houston. What were a couple of things that really made you want to come here and just pick it up the rest of your career and come here and just add to this?
I guess the biggest thing is knowing what this team is about from afar. I've always been a fan of Coach D'Amico, and I know some guys on the team. I know Joe Mixon. I know what he's about, and I watched him from afar on the other sideline plenty of years, and I know how he runs the ball, and I'm about a great group of people.
Rick, what do you say about some of the
I feel good.
Nick, what do you say about some of the concerns that people may have about the way that your season ended in 2023 and then how it ended in 2024 with the injuries?
I would say that's all behind me. And, you know, injuries happen. And with what I did, it takes about 2 years to really get back. And so I'm over the hump. I'm back home. I was back home all off-season training where I trained, you know, every year since I was in high school. And I was able to get a full year in of doing the things that I do best. And so now I'm feeling good as I have been in a long time.
Your workouts are pretty legendary. Can you share what your squat number is right now?
I don't have a number. I don't have a number.
From an emotional standpoint, I know Miles and a lot of the Browns had some good things to say about you. Have you really been able to take all that in, or is it just kind of moving fast?
It happened really fast. You know, I was at home Saturday. I got the call, and I was on the flight the next day. So I haven't been able to process everything. I've talked to a couple guys, former teammates, but I haven't really had the time to really sit down and digest everything. But, you know, I'm happy to be here.
How do you think you and Joe complement each other? Staff?
I think we're great together. You know, he's a bigger guy, you know, tall, explosive. He runs super hard, and I do the same thing. So I think it'll be, you know, us kind of doing that back-to-back and against other defenses, yeah.
Nick, you got to watch him a little bit because of Ohio State in the last 2 years here. What do you think of C.J. Stroud as well as a basketball?
Yeah, I know he's a ball player. You know, I went to Georgia. So in that game when they played OSU versus Georgia, I was afraid, you know, because he was torching them. And, yeah, he's a great player. I was on the Browns 2 years ago in a playoff game. We came here and torched us again. So I see what he's about. He's a great leader. I met him, came up to me, talked, exchanged numbers. Anything I needed, he told me to let him know. So he's a great leader, too.
Nick, you talked about the process, the transition. Have you been able to see what the Browns fans have been posting on social media? And if so, if you have seen it, what do you think about all that?
Yeah, of course I've seen it. I mean, we have a long history there. You know, I came in as a freshman. I gave it my all for that team and for that city. And the fans appreciated me more than anything. And I appreciated them, too. And it was a blessing to be drafted there. And that's a place, I mean, that's still a part of me no matter what. You know, I'll never forget my time there. And it was a blessing. But, you know, I look forward to doing all of that here now.
Nick, have you had any close conversations? What do you think about him going into
the? We talked a little bit. You know, I can tell you he's a very smart guy. He knows what he's doing. He knows his stuff. And yeah, we talked about the run schemes, things like that, what his plans are. I mean, I'm impressed, I'm happy, and I'm excited.
Have you gotten a chance to look at what the defensive side of the ball is and how excited are you about, you know, just going up against them in training camp and what they're going to be able to do this year?
Yeah, I've been playing a while, so I know a bunch of those guys over there, played against them, and I'm excited about it. Big guys up front, smart, fast, young DBs, and a great, great linebacker. So, I mean, I'm excited. I don't know. I'm sure I'll address that at some point. You know, I'm not ready to do it now, but yeah, it'd be a great message. Sorry, say it again.
Can you talk about the adjustments you have to make with your new offensive line, basically? What do you have to do, how your reads and trying to coordinate with getting there?
For the most part, it's all the same. You know, running the ball, the same thing I've done in Cleveland, same blocking scheme, it's the same play. So it's been fine from that adjustment.
Kind of said, hey, I'm back to my old self, and you kind of knew. If so, what was it?
Probably while I was at home during my off-season training. I had all my numbers that I usually do in off-season, so speed and weights and things like that. So,
what is your first impression of D'Amico Ryans, and what does it say that this organization wanted you so bad?
Yeah, I mean, he's a young coach, a lot of energy, a lot of intensity. He's young, fresh, he wants to win, and you know, I was questioning why they wanted me, and then I came here and I saw a bunch of guys who like to work and not talk, and I realized that I'm a perfect fit. So I realized why they wanted me here, and I'm excited about it.
What kind of tandem do you feel like that could be, and do you know him well from the North days, all that sort of thing?
I know him. I think we're in the same class. I come out of high school. He should have came to Georgia, by the way, and he went to Cincinnati, and so I played against him twice a year, and I was always afraid that he would take over the game with his ability. You know, he runs super hard, and so I think both of us having the same intangibles would be tough for a defense to stop.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you.
All right, so that's Nick Chubb, newest Houston Texan. And, I mean, he was relatively quick on those answers. But mm-hmm. I think there was some stuff there. I don't think that he was, like, unreasonably short with those answers, which I appreciate. And there's definitely some stuff to dig into there.
Let's go 18 weeks with this.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the difference.
No, we super excited right now because that's the first time we heard them talk, but let's go 18 weeks.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So, yeah, you're saying
for 7-8 years.
This is not actually indicative. All right, that's our Ohio correspondent, Figgy Fig, letting us know that this is not indicative of what it'll always be, but I was happy hearing from Nick Chubb right off the jump. Like, for you, the thing that you wanted to start with, because there's a couple of things that I kind of noted.
Well, it just sounded like a guy that knows he's the two in the 1-2 punch. I feel like, you know, he especially when he said not just, you know, how he and Mixon, you know, I do the same thing. It'll be us doing it back to back. He said that not just that, because that is, a you know, something that I think, you know, illustrates that he's the number two, but also, you know, the way he was talking about, you know, once he got here, it's like he had his own little light bulb moment of why they wanted him. And so I think we're looking at Mixon and Chubb, who, by the way, also said he hit all his numbers from before the injury, speed and weight.
Yeah, I knew that you would catch that one. I also saw that, and I was like, oh, that, I find that to be interesting. Although he did say, like, because there was an ask when it came to the squats, what he is up to squatting now.
Brag.
And he, like, yes, that is absolutely. He's like, I am too humble to give you this big ass number of the weight that I squat. I do not want to do
he
this.
Came
to
there
you,
to work,
human.
Yeah,
right. He's like, I'm not here to brag. I'm here to run. Mm-hmm. Here to run this football. And to that end, I do want to talk about kind of the scheme things that he seemed to kind of be putting out there, but did you catch that he said that he got the call on Saturday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That got my brain churning. I don't know if that did for you as well. Like, what do you think was the impetus from the Texan side to be like, hey, on Saturday, we need to make this happen with Nick Chubb? Because it's not like Nick Chubb ain't been out there.
No, I think they've probably been talking since well before Saturday, but pulling the trigger is what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, he said he got the call and got up.
Well, the player doesn't always get the call until,
until
it happens.
For sure.
But so I'm guessing that there were discussions well before that, or at least before that. But what it does tell me is the fact that it was Saturday, that was after OTAs.
Exactly.
That was after OTAs.
Exactly.
And you're looking at, Woody Marks, you're looking at Damian Pierce, to what degree, you know, and some of these other running backs. And we speculated on this. Maybe they're like, yeah, we need another guy.
Well, and that's where I would probably lean to when it comes to trying to understand the timing of this and why they made this move. Does that then say that maybe the Texans have shifted in some ways their feelings about Damian Pierce in particular? Woody Marks, I don't know how much that would say, just because he's a rookie, right? You drafted him and you understand that, like, rookies have whatever time that's necessary for them to come along and for them to be useful. Some of them drop in and you're like, all right, well, this is tenable immediately. And some of them, you're like, all right, well, we need to work them to a place. You're drafting on, you know, the profile of the player and what you imagine they will be, not necessarily what they are in this immediate. The Damian Pierce thing, though, does feel like, hey, that probably does speak to, as you mentioned, him feeling like he's number two, but then also the idea of we might be gearing up to see the end of Damian Pierce's Houston Texans.
I think the writing is on the wall. You know, it's not personal, Damian. I'm sure the Texans will tell him the same thing.
Especially with the idea that, like, the thing that feels like it has kept Damian Pierce around to this point is over the kind of loud cries from a lot of people on the outside saying, it doesn't look like he still got it or what have you, has been a seeming affinity and belief from the Texans organization. Mm-hmm. So from the Texans to actually be the ones to maybe see what OTA looked like and be like, all right, well, let's go this other way.
I think I agree.
That was interesting. He did. He was kind of a. Somebody asked about the defense. He did call the linebacker. He said great linebackers over there, which mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I find that to be intriguing from his perspective. But he did say that, you know, when it came to like the system or what have you, that he's really impressed with Nick Caley, excited, all those things. But he said it'll be the same thing that we're that right. I did in Cleveland.
It's all basically the same, I think, is what he said.
It was that in essence.
Yeah.
Do you think that goes as far as like kind of the pin and pull type stuff that was being done?
Maybe. I'm not saying
Stefanski.
No. Yeah, no, I'm not saying no to that because he literally said it's basically the same. But I think a lot of it for me is, you know, much like Joe Mixon, he's a guy that says, give me the ball.
I can do all of it.
Give me the ball.
It don't even matter.
Just give me the ball and I'll make stuff happen.
He said, if it involves holding the football and running,
yeah.
I am qualified.
I got this.
Yeah.
Oh, that hole? Fine. That hole? Fine.
Just no hole? Got it. I'll run through them. It's cool.
Yeah.
From the 713, do you view it at all as a red flag as far as mixing goes?
No, God, no.
I don't
no.
think so.
No,
like
not,
the,
not
the
even
Saturday
good.
Or what happened. Because, I mean, he is the one that you're dealing with a level of injury
on. No, I get
on.
It. Mm-hmm. But he also said back-to-back. That was the one that was like, all right, you know, he's either been told or he feels or somehow some combination of the two. It's Joe Mixon and it's Nick Chubb.
Yeah, he said he's not about working. He seems like he's a be about it type dude.
Yeah.
Is the kind of feeling that Nick Chubb seemed to bring to the table, and it seems like he's ready to be about it. Indeed. That was Nick Chubb, newest running back for the Houston Texans.
By the way, real quick, Stingling longest answer was 17 seconds.
Ooh.
Daniil's longest answer was 22.
Oh,
not a baby,
or actually 18, my bad.
Well, that changes it significantly.
18. Stingley, the whole presser, I think it was like 2 minutes.
There you go. Nick Chubb.
Not long at all.
Nick Chubb, a real talker, apparently. Real talker, Nick Chubb, here with your Houston Texans.
He's Nick Caserio with the answers compared to the other team, man.
All right, very good. All right, that's Nick Chubb right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, about the time where we do our lunchtime confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. We will do those next.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.